Rules Committee to order. Members, we have before us House File 1547. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, we have a... Let me summarize the bill real quick, and then there's we have one oral amendment that we need to do. We caught a typo in the language. So, members, House File 1547 are the principles or criteria that the legislature will use as a guide for our both a legislative and a congressional redistricting map. So these principles, this is something that legislatures do prior to putting together maps. And the goal of these particular principles, Madam Chair, is to, well, number one, protect Minnesotans' rights to equal representation. One person, one vote. We want to comply with the Voting Rights Act of 1965. We want to place a priority on limiting splits. Another way to say that is limiting the number of counties, cities, and townships, political subdivisions that our maps would split. We want to keep those together. And importantly, we want to keep communities of interest intact. So those kind of goals are reflected in these a little more than a page and a half of principles, Madam Chair. So that's in House File 1547. What I would ask the committee to quickly look at on page 2, line 2.5. That's a word that
you
doesn't
have an
exist.
Errant S, Senator Michelle.
Yeah, so heavy legislative lifting here, Madam Chair. So I would move that we strike the unnecessary S from the word these on line 2.5 and the committee to
Senator Cohn to the motion.
Well, Madam Chair, I know this is just a technical amendment, but Senator Bach just walked in and he's our lead on this, so maybe Senator Michelle could just I apologize for asking Senator Michelle to repeat that. But
thank you, Senator Cohn. I didn't mean to speak ahead of Senator Bach there. So Senator Bach, 2.5. You'll notice we've made up a new word, these is. Oh. And so we're going to strike that extra S at the end.
Was that, Madam Chair,
Senator
Michelle,
Bach.
Was that work not done by the subcommittee, or did this end up just in the engrossment?
I think it's fair to say this: the work was done by the subcommittee, but perhaps not by the House, Mr. Bonner.
Madam Chairman,
Mr. Bonner,
we always want to blame.
This is the House file as it arrived from the House. Yes, the subcommittee did clean up this language, but this is now the House file.
It's good to know the Senate's doing
Senator
your
Bach. So, to the motion, the Senator Michelle motion to strike the S on these on line 2.5. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Discussion on House File 1547. Further discussion.
Madam Chair, we had
Senator Michelle.
We had, as you know, 2.5 to 3 hours of hearings and discussion. Took some public testimony. Considered some amendments. So I would move that House File 1547 be recommended to pass and move to the floor.
Madam,
as
discussion.
Amended.
Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I just want to express my disappointment. In the subcommittee, the minority offered a number of amendments to the principles that we thought would have made for a more open, transparent process with more public participation. None of those amendments were accepted. I just wanted to make members of the Rules Committee aware of that. Don't want to spend a bunch of time today offering up the same amendments, expecting probably the same result. So in the interest of time, Madam Chair, I'd like to ask for a roll call and move it along.
Roll call has been requested. Roll call will be granted for the discussion. Right. Seeing none, then Senator Michelle renews his motion that House File 1547 be recommended to pass and move to the floor as amended. Thank you, Mr. Bodern. And a roll call has been requested.
Chair?
Yes.
Senator Bach?
No.
Senator Berglund?
No.
Senator Cohn?
No.
Senator Fischbach?
Yes.
Senator Gerlach?
Yes.
Senator Langseth?
No.
Senator Limmer?
Yes.
Senator Michelle?
Yes.
Senator Ortman?
Yes.
Senator Senjum?
Yes.
All right. There being seven ayes and four nays, House File 1547 is adopted. Senator Gerlach,
thank you, Madam Chair.
Concurrent resolution?
Yes, Madam Chair. We also have the Senate Concurrent Resolution 7, and I would like to first step would be to move the report from the subcommittee to the full rules committee here. So I'd like to move that.
Okay, so Senator Gerlach's motion is to move the report on the Senate Concurrent Resolution number 7 from the subcommittee on redistricting to the rules committee. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion is adopted. Senator Gerlach, now the Senate Concurrent Resolution is before the Rules Committee.
Well, Madam Chair, the Senate Concurrent Resolution is essentially the same principles being used, but because it's the Senate Concurrent Resolution, I think there's a couple of stylistic changes, and I don't know if members need to know that, or maybe Mr. Bodern could explain what those few changes are.
That's a good idea. Mr. Bodern, could you explain the
Madam Chair,
slight
and Senator Gerlach, obviously, in addition to the difference of the form it appears in, a concurrent resolution as opposed to the resolution contained in a Senate file, Clause 1, which relates to the numbering of districts, kind of melds two different items that appear in the separate resolution into one and provides for the numbering system that would be used in creating the districts, including the reference to the 11-county metropolitan area. The other difference is in the effective date, which is in the concurrent resolution. It simply provides this resolution expires June 1st, 2012, on line 2.28. And Senator Michelle's resolution, his bill, since it would be codified, would apply to any form of redistricting that would take place in the state. The concurrent resolution would apply solely to legislative efforts.
Members of the committee, further discussion or any questions?
Just a question.
Senator Senjum.
And thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Gerlach, and this is just a trying to understand question. On line 121, where it talks about nesting, a representative district may not be divided in the formation of a Senate district. What does that mean?
Madam Chair and Senator,
Senator Gerlach.
It simply means that every Senate district is going to have two House districts, that you're not going to have the boundaries are not going to overlap into others. So we're going to have 67 Senate districts, 134 House districts, just like we do today. So they're not going to be nested upon each other.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, seems like there was an easier way to say that.
Nesting.
I'll accept
Senator Senjum. Any further discussion? Ms. Senator Gerlach, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd like to move adoption of the Senate Concurrent Resolution 7.
Senator Buck?
Madam Chair, I'd just like to register the same objection. We did not in the subcommittee offer amendments to the concurrent resolution because it seemed like a futile effort considering none of them were adopted in to the bill language earlier. So disappointed in the process and the lack of public participation in the redistricting principles.
Thank you, Senator Bach. So, Senator Gerlach, the motion that needs to be made is that you're recommending it to pass as amended by the subcommittee?
That would be my motion, Madam Chair.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion is adopted. Members, that is all the work before us today. Thank you for coming, and Rules Committee is adjourned.